La Mesa approves 114-unit project over parking objections. El Cajon and Santee move forward. La Mesa's City Council voted Wednesday night to approve a 114-unit downtown housing development over explicit resident objections about inadequate parking. The council applied state transit density incentives, the same SB 79 framework reshaping neighborhoods across San Diego, citing La Mesa's proximity to trolley infrastructure as the qualifying factor. The vote illustrates a transit-first planning philosophy that is increasingly being deployed to override parking-centric objections at councils throughout the county. The same council, in the same week, received a new Sandag study on potential redevelopment options for La Mesa's downtown trolley station and ordered a 6-month study into short-term rental regulation, citing Santee, El Cajon, and Lemon Grove as models with stronger existing rules. The city is simultaneously using transit infrastructure to justify higher density while studying the secondary effects of that density and commercial activity. In El Cajon, the city confirmed this week it is proceeding with guardrail installation, radar speed signs, and other traffic calming measures on Jamacha Road following months of resident advocacy after a series of crashes on that corridor. The announcement, made July 25th and 26th, represents a concrete infrastructure response to sustained community pressure through normal civic channels. In Santee, the city announced July 28th that its August 6th summer concerts installment will double as Salute to Service Night, pairing a rockabilly country performance by the Sea Monks with the San Diego County Sheriff's Office's National Night Out programming at Town Center Community Park East from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Also in the East County, San Miguel Fire and Rescue's new brush engine, Engine 18, acquired through grants from the San Diego Regional Fire Foundation and the San Diego River Conservancy, is now operating out of the newly built Crest Firehouse ahead of peak wildfire season, positioning new brush-capable apparatus directly east of Santee in the canyons and hillsides most vulnerable to fire.